Okay, we are still early, I rejoice. So tonight, it will be the first Thursday class puja that we will do, in front of our new Buddha Rupang Sakyamuni Buddha Rupang that we have received from Sumeru. We really, really rejoice with all the great condition. Then I was told by Mifong, Padmasuri, they all, one group, they arranged for the special flower to be offered to me, Mr. Steele. So I really rejoiced. Then I asked why. Oh, is it Padmasuri's idea? Then what I want to share is very strange. Oh. Tuesday class, there was one Kayanamita. Don't want to say name. She somehow got instruction from out there. So. And after the class, she got questions, she got a lot of things to ask me, she did not answer. Then they asked me other things. Then after that, later they got to go back. Then he actually called me up and make appointment to meet me. He said, when will you be free? I said, Wednesday, yesterday. So he came for lunch. So he came for lunch with my wife. Then we took him vegetarian because choyat. Then you know what happened? She asked. He said, I don't know what happened. He said, my conscious mind cannot understand. He said, I was to offer flower. He said, I said, very good. I said, the author, we will put the table, you offer. No, offer to you. Wow, I said, if you know how to do that, would be very good. I say, what makes you do that? He said, up there. Then someone helped my help. He said, be respectable. Oh, then I look at her. I say, if that is the what condition meant to be, it's up to you. I say. He said, but this one cannot understand. He said, how come? He said, to the Buddha Rupang I can understand. But he said, to you, specifically to you. I said, later you understand. No need to understand now. So a lot of things is happening. So we accord and flow. And like I told her and earlier on, during the Sumeru morning Dhamma session and also our installation that day, it's nothing to do with psychic or special phenomena that like make-believe or this thing. No. It is the sign that comes to show the faith, so that if you understand, if you develop the faith, the sadha, very strongly, I tell you what, with this Buddha Rupang, with the energy already there, then with our wisdom energy from now onward, this one is going to help you all in a very big way. Whoever has strong faith, sadha, then your virya very strong. If you diligently cultivate siddhi, your spiritual faculty will move, then your heart will open up very fast. If your heart cannot open up, you cannot connect, you cannot link. Then after that, the four support, you just relax, aware, silent. Then you will connect. Then you will progress very fast. So these are the conditions that has manifest. Okay? So now, 8:12. Just nice, huh? Okay, you all can make the offering, huh? Together with Tion. don't worry. Come. They want you to be here. Come. Yeah, it's the joy. It's the joy. Don't worry. Come together. You all can tap at the back. I know. I rejoice. Sadhu. Thank you so much. Then we will help you to offer back. Like, look, yeah. We offer back to the author. Sadhu. So, on behalf of all Kayaramita, I rejoice. Then we will offer it back to the author. Never mind. You just, never mind. On top there. No, on top the candle there. Sadhu. Okay, just nice. So we still got about 2 more minutes, which is just nice. Then you all can maybe form into a like in the temple, huh? You just stand. Can, no problem. I rejoice. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Okay, rejoice, sadhu, sadhu. We will do the official puja exactly at 8:15. So in the meantime, you prepare yourself. Afterwards, you all follow the cushion. You all just stand up. Then somebody will pass the offering round. Then we rejoice. Every time it's offered to you, you touch, then you sadhu. Sadhu, sadhu. Means you rejoice with all this offering. So this offering, we make it very special. Every week, we suppose there's somebody in charge or sponsor. Then we use a Kayanamita fund to do it. So that everybody within the Kayanamita group get to partake in this wholesomeness. But the person or the group of people who has the honor to do it, you should develop the faith, the sadha, and the joy. Then you should help out. Try to come early. Get the thing set up. Then after that, we can immediately commence the puja. We wait for another 1 minute. Then we start. Can. Can. Yeah. So whoever wants to sponsor or partake in this Thursday offering, you register with Sui An. You contact him, or if you want it to be convenient, you can also contact Mi Fong. But Sui An will coordinate the whole thing. It's if next Thursday, my wife Stephanie and a few has already requested. So next Thursday is already taken up. After that, you all can try. Okay, 8:15, we can start. Okay, you all can stand up. Just like in the shrine hall in the temple, we shall commence the offering. Just bring the tray up. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Pass it on. Pass it on. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Hold it properly. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Stand at the back. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. We rejoice with the offering. Sadhu, sadhu. Pass the flower out also. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. 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 You rejoice with the offering. These are the very significant items for offering to the Buddha Rupang, to Sakyamuni's nature, because they represent many things in the Dhamma field. Later on, I will guide you through. We have the chart that will guide us through the puja. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Then after that, pass it back. Pass it back. The last person, bring it back to the front. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Sadhu, sadhu. Polian, come. Bring it. Pass to Padmasuri. She will arrange it. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Okay, you can remain seated. We will do the puja now. We will pay respect to Sakyamuni Buddha. Compose your mind. Develop the very strong faith, sadha, virya, then pay respect mindfully. Then after that, we will commence the chanting. There is a yellow sheet of chanting. This is a simple guide to help you do the what they call personal puja and aspiration when you are at home. But we will read this towards the end of the chanting, okay? So that you will understand what it is. So now I need Ingbi and Padmasuri, one mic each. So we will commence the salutation. Then after that, there is a white chanting book. This white chanting book prepared by Sister Padmasuri and her husband, Dion. We should rejoice and thank them. Then the yellow card is by Sister Ingbi, but they use Kalyanamita fund to print. So we all get to partake. We should rejoice. So follow the white chanting book first. We pay respect. After that, Ingbi will lead. Starting from Vandana. Then we will finish the three refuges, followed by Panchasila. Then the offering of flower. Offering of light, perfume, flower, and water to actually brings about the significant understanding. Then we stop there. Then I will lead the what they call yellow card aspiration and puja. That personal one that you do at home and at other places when you're alone. Okay, now I pass the mic to Ingbi. Pay respect. But you need to hold the mic after that you start the chanting.
Namo Tassa Bhagavato Arahato Samma Sambuddhassa. Namo Tassa Bhagavato Arahato Samma Sambuddhassa. Namo Tassa Bhagavato Arahato Samma Sambuddhassa. Buddhang Saranang Gacchami. Dhammang Saranang Gacchami. Sanghang Saranang Gacchami. Dutiyampi Buddhang Saranang Gacchami. Dutiyampi Dhammang Saranang Gacchami. Dutiyampi Sanghang Saranang Gacchami. Tatiyampi Buddhang Saranang Gacchami. Tatiyampi Dhammang Saranang Gacchami. Tatiyampi Sanghang Saranang Gacchami. Panati Patha Viramani Sikkhapadang Samadhiyami. Adinnadana Viramani. นิสิกขาปะดังสัมมาทิยามิคาเมสุมิจฉาชาราเวรมณีสิกขาปะดังสัมมาทิยามิมุสาวาทาเวรมณีสิกขาปะดังสัมมาทิยามิสุราเมรัยมัจจาภะมาดัทธานาเวรมณีสิกขาปะดังสัมมาทิยามิปฏิภาพูจากานสารปฏิเตนะดีเปนะตามดันสินาติโลกดีปังสังบุตทังปูจยามิตามโนดังสุกันดาพูจากันดาสัมบารยุตเตนะดูเปนาหังสุกันดินาปูจเยปูจนียังตังปูจาบาจนมุตตมังปุปะปูจาวันนกันดากุโนเปตังเอตังกุสุมาสันตติงปูจยามิมุนินดัสสะสิริปาทสารโรเหปูเจมิบุตถังกุสุเมนะเนนะปุญเญนะเมเตนะจะโหตุมกขังปุพพังมิลายาติยัตตาอิดังเมกายุทัทธายาติวินาสบาวังปณิยปูจาอดิวาสิตุโนบันเตปานิยังปริกัปปิตังอนุกัมปังอุปาทายะปฏิกันหาตุมุตตมังสาธุสาธุสาธุ
โอเค thank you so much for the puja. This is the white book for those who just came in.You can get a copy each. There are still some more here. Yeah, you can take back, but remember to bring on Thursday class. The English translation of the offering are all written side by side. You go back, develop your own understanding so that when you chant with understanding. This to help you develop the five spiritual faculty, so that your faith is very strong. Then, like just now, I explained. You don't underestimate this puja. If you have done it with understanding and faith, I tell you, the vibration together with the faith, your saddha and virya will open up your heart. That is the first thing that must happen for Dhamma cultivation. If your heart cannot open up, you can never receive the true Dhamma. Without the heart opening up, your spiritual faculty or sati very difficult to come by. Unless you really know how to cultivate and your path is very strong. Otherwise, it's not easy. Then to help you further, now you take the yellow card. This yellow card you can do at home. At home, you cannot have this offering. You can have simple one on your altar. Then you just rejoice and offer. Then after that, you read this. That's why you see...The yellow card, the title is A Simple Guide to Do Personal Puja and Aspiration. Those who just came in, try to get a copy of the yellow one. The chanting book is the white one. Okay, since today is the first day, we spend a bit of time explaining. So now we are at the final stage of our puja. this simple guide, is based on my advice to them, where they wrote to me. So you read the word in bracket, predator's advice. This concise puja and aspiration can be used during puja to be done at home or at any way place when you are alone. Understand not? If you participate in the Sunday puja, then it will do like what we do. They will offer this flower, like candle, incense, and all those things that are of great significance to the Dhamma. Then it reminds us of the essential teaching. Then it reminds us to develop the faith, the sadhavirya, and the diligence to cultivate them. So now we will invoke the power of this offering and puja. So this will help you a long way as you walk the path of Dhamma. So the first significance is offering of light. We chant together. May this offering of light to the Buddha bring forth the causes and conditions to illuminate our mind and help arise the needed clarity and understanding to dispel of all darkness of ignorance therein. Then second one is the significance of offering of clear water. May this offering of pure, clear, cool water lead us to the pure Dhamma that cools and dose off the fire of all defilement within our mind. So when you chant alone, it's mine, okay? When you chant in a group, it's our, okay? So now make the necessary correction. Offering of incense, the third one. May my morality, virtue, and understanding shine forth far and wide, just like the fragrance of this incense, which we are offering to the Blessed One, who is the perfect in wisdom and virtue. After that, you can silently rejoice, sadhu, with every of this aspiration. Then the significance of offering of fruits. May this offering of fruits remind us of the dana parami of generosity and the fruits of our karma, so that we will diligently strive on with heedfulness to attain the path and fruition soonest possible. Then you can rejoice. Then the last one is the significance of offering of flower. May this constant offering of flowers to the Blessed One strengthen my faith and constantly remind us of the impermanence of this body, so that we will diligently and sincerely strive on to cultivate sila, samadhi, and panya, leading to ultimate liberation and free nibbana, sadhu. Then you make an overall aspiration. By the power of all these merits, born of all this offering, may our spiritual faculties of sadha, virya, sati, and samadhi, and panya be further strengthened until they become balas. Balas is power. Then the last one is to share and transfer all these merits. May these merits be shared and transferred to all beings without exception, especially those who had the condition and affinity to receive them. Sadhu. Sadhu, sadhu. Okay, then you pay respect, mindfully, the Lord Buddha. Okay, thank you so much. I think our timing is just nice. Slightly, a little bit crossed. But next time, we will ask Engby to do the usual normal speed one. No need to slow down until. Because that one actually saves us a bit of time. then it will be just nice. But as you become more familiar, this will bring forth the condition for you all to develop the spiritual faculty faster. And you really have the faith. For those just now who know how to silence your mind, when you pay respect, you will feel the energy very strong. This rupang, the stillness energy already there. So make full use of it. Then as every session of Thursday sharing, the wisdom energy will go in, the vibration will go in. Then this Buddha rupang, which is meant to be sadhu, joyous, it will be a source of great inspiration for you all. Then for those who have the condition and understand, but you need to seek permission from me for Hesuyana, don't convert this place into a temple. You can actually, if you have the condition, you come here and meditate and sit, it will help you a lot. Of course, Mi Fong and Sui An will benefit the most. Whole day they will be with this one. So this area will be different. Every time you come, you just silence your mind, develop mindfulness. It will go in. It will go in. Very beautiful. Then, okay, there is another part of the puja where we chant the salutation to the Buddha, Dhamma, and the Sangha. So you turn the chanting book to the next page, page 4. You will see the title, Devaradhana. This one is invocation to the devas. I read the English translation, then you will understand. So this is the normal chanting that most people do when there is real Dhamma. Invocation to the Dhamma, the devas. In the universe of their entirety, let the devas come here. Let them hear the good doctrine of the King of Sages, which gives heaven and release Nibbana. This is the time to listen to the protective chant. Then this we repeat 3 times. Parita Savanan Kalo Ayang Bandata. Can also. Can also. I know. So we can amend it later. So Dhamma Savanang Kalo, later on. Maybe we put both. Because we also chant the Parita later on. But now there is no real Parita yet, because we chant the salutation to the Buddha, Dhamma, and the Sangha. So this will invoke a lot of faith and understanding. For those who can recall, remember when we were at Cameron Highland? Some of the puja, I include the Ittipeso, Swakato, Bhagavata, Dhammo, and Suppatipanno in salutation to the Buddha, Dhamma, and the Sangha. It has taken us quite a while to move into this, because before you really have the condition and the strong understanding, these 3 things you're supposed to know very well to be a real cultivator of the Dhamma. Because these are the triple gem, understand not? Buddha, Dhamma, and Sangha. If you don't know what their characteristics are, their significance, very difficult for you to actually progress. That's why when we have this condition to install this Buddha Rupang, that day itself, we install, we already chant. I remember Yun Chan reminded us, because again, some instruction came about. So this is how we will format the puja, okay? So now we pay respect, we will do it, then we will start the official, what they call Vandana, to actually invite the devas. So you use the cordless mic. Okay, pay respect to Lord Buddha, 3 times, then after that, we will lead. Okay, turn to page 4. Ng B can read.
Samanta Chakravalisu Atra Gacchantu Devata Saddhammang Munirajasa Sunantu Sakkamokkhadam Paritassavanakalo Ayam Badanta Paritassavanakalo Ayam Badanta Paritassavanakalo Ayam Badanta
Namo Tassa Bhagavato Arahato Sammasambuddhassa Namo Tassa Bhagavato Arahato Sammasambuddhassa Namo Tassa Bhagavato Arahato Sammasambuddhassa Iti peso bhagava arahang sama sambuddho Vijacarana sampanno sukato lokavidu Anuttaro loisa dhammasarati Satta deva manusanang Buddho Bhagavati. Now we chant the salutation to the Dhamma. Swakato Bhagavata Dhammo Sanditiko Akaliko Ehipaseko Opanayiko Pachatang Veditato We know it. Now we will chant the salutation to the Sangha. Swatipanno Bhagavato Savaka Sangho Ujjupatipanno Bhagavato Savaka Sangho Ayapatipanno Bhagavato Savaka Sangho Samichipatipanno Bhagavato Savaka Sangho Yadidam Chattari Purisaya Yukane Atta Purisa Pugala Esa Bhagavato Savaka Sangho Ahuneyo Pahuneyo Dakkineyo Anjali Karaneyo Anuttarang Punyaketang Lokasati Sadhu Sadhu, sadhu. Keep paying respect mindfully to the Buddha, yeah? And also to the Triple Gem, yeah? So just relax yourself, make yourself at ease. You can turn this direction. So we will start our official Dhamma class and meditation class. Okay, we will meditate for about half an hour. Anybody who is totally new tonight? Most of you are here before. Okay, we were off the line, yeah? For those, oh, your friend, oh. Okay, then I will give some instruction, yeah? For those who really know how to meditate, yeah? You straight away start your meditation. For those who are new, who need some instruction, yeah? I will guide you along, yeah? So, as I always emphasize, meditation is about relaxing the mind, the four support. You look at the whiteboard. The four support is very important. First is to relax. Relax body and mind. Then relax into every mental state that arises during meditation. Whether positive, negative, wholesome or unwholesome, just relax into them. Then the second support is always remember to just let things be the way. Maintain silence. Maintain awareness. Just silent and relax. Okay. Then allow this to stabilize, yeah? Until it becomes like continuous 24 hours. Yeah? Then you just allow that silent mind to develop wisdom and understanding on whatever that arises. So these four support, the last one is trust. And when you are familiar, when you understand, these four will become one. It will fall into place. Yeah. And very easy to meditate after that. Yeah. For those who are new, maybe I will briefly explain the reason why we need to develop the training of this mind so that you can have the inner peace leading to the inner well-being and the sati or mindfulness within. To develop the training of the mind. The mind that is trained is very different, very beautiful. It will have inner peace, inner well-being, and inner mindfulness to develop the meditation. So this training of the mind is just for those who need to train their mind. Because most people, according to the Buddha, you lack spiritual faculty, the five spiritual faculty of Saddha, Virya, Sati, Samadhi, and Panya. Instead, because of your heedlessness, because of your delusion, especially self-delusion, the five opposite mental hindrances are very strong. They are sensual desire, ill will, sloth and torpor, restlessness of mind, born of fear, worry, anxiety, and doubt. These five hindrances hinders your mind from becoming peaceful, from entering the meditative state of inner peace, inner well-being, and inner mindfulness. So because of that, we need to train this mind. So the training is through the puja that you have done. When you do the puja, your faith will develop. Your saddha leading to the virya, which is a spiritual zeal. Saddha is a very, very important spiritual faculty. It will bring forth the spiritual quality of your mind to receive the Dhamma, to receive the requisite energy, understanding to walk this way. So the faith will make your mind very calm, very composed. Then because of that, you will overcome restlessness and doubt. Then when you determine, virya will overcome the hindrance of sleepiness, sloth and torpor. Then when you cultivate sati, it means you train your mind to be silent and to be just aware, mindful, without thought. Then it will overcome sensual desire and ill will. So the five hindrances will disappear on their own. Then of course when samadhi develop, when your sati become continuous, the natural state of samadhi will arise. With sati and samadhi, you will see things as they are clearly, just like the clear water that you offer. It will illuminate your mind and develop wisdom. And this is how you dispel of all darkness or ignorance. Just now we chant. So meditation is very simple when you understand. Don't fight the hindrance. Just focus on the opposite five spiritual faculty. Then it will help you to develop the spiritual faculty to receive the Dhamma, to understand the teaching and to progress along the path of Dhamma. With the spiritual faculty, the factors of enlightenment will arise because they are all there. So now I will teach you some skillful means like the mind sweeping method, combined with loving kindness and metta, to train your mind to decondition the heedless thinking mind, so that this mind become calm, peaceful, with inner well-being. Then from there, it will have the ability to actually develop inner silence or sati. Then it will connect to your heart. Then as your heart open up with the spiritual faculty, you will understand what the silent mind is. You will understand what true sati is. Then you will understand my teaching, my sharing. Will they come from the silent mind? So now you listen attentively. Yeah? Relax body and mind. Make sure you have a stable posture. Close your eye. Backbone straight. Breathe in, breathe out normally. Do not force your breathing. Just relax, silent, aware, and breathe in, breathe out naturally. Then maintain attention to feel your forehead. Feel, no thinking, just feel. If there's any tension, any tightness, or any strength, stress within, you just silently relax, relax, and relax every part of your forehead, just silent. Feel it soothingly, relax. Then you move your awareness down to your eye muscle. Do the same. Relax every strand of your eye muscle, especially your ciliary muscle. Because after a tired day, your eye muscles are quite tired, so you need to silent, relax them all, feel it soothingly, relax. Then you move on to your facial muscle, feel the same, relax every part within. Then in order to help you relax further, visualize yourself facing a mirror, radiating a radiant smile. When you can smile, there is joy, there is happiness. You naturally will relax, your facial muscle, every part of you will relax. Then after that, you can radiate loving kindness or metta, first to your own being. You can recite as follows. May I, this body and mind of mine, be well and happy, well and happy. Feel the well-being and happiness within you, within every cells of your body. Then within your entire body and mind, your entire being. Yeah, feel it. As you recite, may I, you feel this body and mind of mine be well and happy, well and happy. Feel the body and mind really having this well-being and happiness within, the peace within. Then you continue to read it. May this body and mind of mine too be free from all suffering, both physical and mental suffering. You feel with your feeling that this body and mind is free from all suffering. It will help you to heal, to recuperate. Then after that, you can continue to read it. May this body and mind of mine too be free from all harm and danger. May its mind states to be without enmity, without ill will and untroubled. May it keep itself happy and peaceful always. May there be love, may there be peace, and may there be joy deep within our hearts. Then you can relate this metta to all beings. May all beings within this vicinity, known and unknown, seen and unseen, may all my loved ones and all my Dhamma friends, may they all too be well and happy, well and happy. May they all too be free from all harm and danger. May their body and mind too be free from all suffering, both physical and mental suffering. May their mind states too be peaceful, free from enmity, without ill will and untroubled. May they keep themselves happy and peaceful always. May there be love, may there be peace, and may there be joy deep within the hearts. Then you can radiate to all beings within the vicinity of Subangjaya, within the whole of Selangor, Malaysia, Southeast Asia, Asia, and our planet Earth. May all beings within our mother planet Earth, our solar system, our galaxy, and the entire universe, may they all too be well and happy, well and happy, free from all harm and danger. May their mind states to be without enmity, without ill will and untroubled. May they keep themselves happy and peaceful always. May their body and mind to be free from all suffering, both physical and mental suffering. May there be love, may there be peace, and may there be joy deep within their hearts. Then after that, you can come back to your facial muscle. By now, you should be more calm, more peaceful. Then you relax every part within your facial muscle. Feel, just feel, don't think. Then move your attention to your neck, shoulder, relax every part. Hand, relax every part, back to shoulder. Then move it down to your heart or your chest area. This is a very important location within your body. This is where your seat of consciousness is. This is where the life force arises and passes away. This is where the heartbeat arises and passes away. You just silence your mind completely. Silent and feel. Don't think, just feel. You can detect any heartbeat or vibration. You just silent and stay with it. The moment you silent, you will be very sensitive. You can hear a lot of things. The ticking of the clock. The very fine vibration. Aircon and fan. The chattering. The insect sound. And many, many things. Vibration of nature. Even your own heartbeat. So you just silence your mind and feel. You will become more and more sensitive, more and more calm, and more peaceful within. And the silent mind will make you more and more aware. This is training your mind to connect to your heart. If you are new, if you have not developed this ability to be peaceful and silent, then you need to train some more. Then you just feel, like you feel your forehead. Just relax, feel, relax every part within your heart. That will do, initially. Then after that, you continue to sweep down to your stomach. Feel, relax. Don't think, just feel, relax. This is to decondition your heedless thinking, your restless mind. When you feel and don't think and just relax, the mind become more and more calm, more and more settled down, more and more peaceful. Then you sweep it downward to your abdomen. Again, silence your mind, relax everything. Just feel, relax. Then you move it down. Sweep it further down to your buttock, do the same. Feel, relax. Then your leg, do the same. Then you can reverse the whole mind sweeping method from your leg to your buttock. Feel, relax everything. Abdomen, do the same. Just feel, relax. Stomach, feel, relax. Then your heart, feel, relax. Then your neck, shoulder, hand, back to shoulder, feel, relax every part. Facial muscle, eye muscle, and forehead. By now you should be more calm and more peaceful. Now you only need to move on to the third support. You try to relax into everything. That's why mind sweeping method is about feeling and relax. Then the silent mind will arise. Then you just aware of that silent. That second support is awareness of the silent. Just aware. Silent. Then after that, the third support is to train this sati, the heedless mind, so that it is constantly aware, mindful, continuously mindful, or leading to the 24 hour of mindfulness. So what you do is, you can follow the Buddha, use anapanasati to train. Anapanasati is mindfulness of the in and out breath. Anapana is in and out breath. Sati is mindfulness. So anapana sati is mindfulness of the in and out breath. And this is a very, very useful meditation to stabilize the mind's sati or awareness. You anchor your mind, the mindfulness, to the breathing. When the breathing and the awareness become one, there is no thought. Then you become very calm, very peaceful. Then all the jhanic factor of piti, sukha, and pasati will arise. Yeah. So anapanasati is very simple. Like you feel your forehead, now you feel your breathing. You maintain attention or awareness in front of your nostril, where your breath goes in and out. That's why just relax and breathe in and out naturally. Then when you maintain awareness, like the Buddha said, breathing in, the mind is aware. Means the breath and the awareness move as one without thought. Then breathing out, the breath and the mind as one. The mind is aware. You continue to train your mind and stabilize that sati this way. For those who are new, initially it's not easy because this mind, which is so heedless, it will continue to wander off. Then you will get lost in thought, heedless, but determined to bring it back. Maintain this training of awareness. Every time it wanders off, bring it back. Expect this mind to wander off many, many times before it's trained. Then, if you are patient enough, after a while, anapanasati will stabilize. When it stabilizes, you will know there is a lot of joy because the first mental state that will arise is piti. Piti is a spiritual joy, spiritual calmness, or spiritual rapture. And when it arises, you will feel it very, very beautiful, very nice. That feeling of piti is very, very soothing. It's like a spiritual calmness, spiritual joy that will arise within the mind. The mind is very joyful, very peaceful. Without thought, that's why it's aware, fully aware. So piti, as you continue to experience it, you should relax into it. The first support, relax. When you relax into piti, it will become more and more refined, more and more subtle, until it becomes sukha. Sukha is more refined than piti. It is a spiritual bliss. The mind becomes very blissful. Very quiet, very, very subtle. And that bliss, when it arises, especially those who experience it for the first time, you will feel so good. It is really, really good. But always remember, sukha is not an enlightenment factor. So sukha, it has a tendency to cause attachment, to trap you. But don't worry, experience it, understand it. Then see how it develops the attachment. See how your mind craves to have it repeated. But you continue to relax and allow it to be without holding on to it and understand how it arises and how it passes away. Then if you are patient enough, you know how to relax deep into it. After not long, this sukha and piti, they will also be replaced by another enlightenment factor which we call pasati. Pasati is the tranquility of mind, stillness of mind, the silent mind, the meditative mind, the mind that is completely still, silent. And this is the silent mind. This is the meditative mind. So when this happens, your breathing will become very subtle, like no breathing. Whatever object of meditation you use, they will become very subtle. But you must know how to relax into them. You don't go and focus, concentrate, and go and do energy field. Yeah. Or when go into apana, samadhi, or jhana, and all those things. Not to say you cannot try them. You can, but always remember. Meditation is not about special meditative mental states. It's about developing the clarity of mind, the awareness to understand clearly Who are you? What are you? What this form of mind is all about, and how it conditions the form of mind, the negativity, and how it stirs and causes all the suffering and misery. It is wisdom that liberates and frees. So ultimately, it's the cultivation of the four foundations of mindfulness that will bring forth the wisdom, leading to the cultivation of the Noble Eightfold Path to complete the meditation as taught by the Buddha. So with this understanding, I will just allow you to train your mind, develop the meditation on your own. Then I will ring the bell after about 10 to 15 minutes. Okay. Okay. What? For those who still want to meditate, you can continue. Continue to silence, relax your mind, maintain awareness. That's all. The silent mind will understand many things. You must develop the patience to feel the silence, to experience the silence, to be aware of this silent nature within you. That is your true mind. When there is no thought, you are naturally aware, silent. You don't have to try to be aware. You don't have to do anything. To develop sati, you only need to allow the heedless thinking mind stop thinking. The heedless mind from creating the heedless thinking. But this heedlessness come about because of the hindrance, because your spiritual faculty are not stable, not strong, not stable enough to overcome them. And if you only meditate once a week or twice a week, not much use, because the rest of the day you are heedless, and the heedlessness will actually establish the old pattern of living, the heedless living. So if you are most of the time heedless, it takes a long time to decondition. And if you do only once a week, worse still, 6 3/4 day, you are heedless again. Hardly mindful, hardly aware. Most of the time without the spiritual faculty. That's why meditation is a full-time job. I don't mean you have to retire, no. You can develop it in the midst of living life, in the midst of working, having a family, having career, having to attend to your day-to-day routine and responsibility. You only need to maintain clarity of mind, awareness, attentiveness, silence, and be heedful, mindful most of the time. Body and mind as one. And when you are silent, you can feel your mind. You can feel your tactile consciousness. You can be with the moment of feeling, moment of activity of mind, moment of stirring of mind, moment of your emotion and all those things. This is what Vipassana is all about. This is what the four foundations of mindfulness is all about. And this is the real meditation. So, in the form of meditation, we are here to train the mind to develop the spiritual faculty, especially sati, stabilize it. Then we need to carry this trained mind into our daily life. And that is the real meditation. Life itself, daily mindfulness, is the real meditation. And the Buddha said, to be heedful is to have two parts. First, to train the mind until the mindfulness is very stable, until you are most of the time aware, continuous mindfulness. The Buddha used the word ever mindful. Then use it to cultivate four foundations of mindfulness, leading to the Noble Eightfold Path. That is heedfulness. That's why Dhammapada verse 23, the Buddha state very clearly what heedfulness is. He said that constantly meditative and ever mindful, they will realize the bond free Nibbana. You stick to these two cultivation, means you have been heedful. That's why Dhammapada verse 21 said, heedfulness is the path to the deathless, the heedful never die. Whereas heedlessness is the path to the dead. The heedless are as if dead. So here dead means spiritually dead. You don't have spiritual life. Even though you exist through life, you are conscious about life, but you never live, because you are hardly mindful, hardly aware, hardly with the moment to experience life, to understand what is going on in life. So that was summarized to you what you need to understand about meditation and how to develop the progress. The key is spiritual faculty, to overcome the hindrance. You look at the whiteboard. The top five is the 5 spiritual faculties. These are special faculties of the mind that will make your mental faculty very conducive to develop spiritual understanding. That's why they are called spiritual faculty. In Pali, it's called Pancha Indriyas. Whereas the other 5, the opposite 5, is called mental hindrance. They are called Pancha Nivaranas. Nivarana is a Pali word. Pancha Nivaranas means they are mental hindrance. It hinders your mind from becoming peaceful. It prevents it from entering the meditative state of inner peace, inner awareness, and silence. So, if you do not understand this, and you do not know the secret to cultivate, to overcome this, you will go and fight the hindrance. They will go and control, suppress, and fight the hindrance. And you do that, you have been deluded. You got what you use to fight? The thought. The thought will make it more active, will make the hindrance more powerful. You need to use wisdom, understanding, as taught by the Buddha. You only need to cultivate the opposite 5 spiritual faculty. And through this cultivation, it will automatically overcome the hindrance. When the spiritual faculty is there, hindrance is to be. Then this 4 important step or support for meditation is very important. I repeat, relax body and mind, then relax into every mental state that arises. Even those very strong concentration like jhana or piti, sukha, and whatever. Just continue to relax until zero stress. When you do that, the mind will enter a natural state of awareness. Not through a conditioned state, not in concentration or absorption. This will release the mind out into natural state of awareness. Then when you can do this with faith, virya and sadha, faith is sadha, then the virya is the spiritual zeal. Then when your mindfulness stabilizes, it will lead to the 3rd support, continuous mindfulness, 24-hour mindfulness. And then you can become heedful, means ever mindful, constantly meditating throughout the day. Then finally, when you can do that, the wisdom arises, then you will know. All thought-based meditation is because you use thought to meditate, to fight the hindrance. So the 3rd support will naturally arise. You just silent, relax, and allow the nature to do. You just silent. The moment you're silent, you can detect a lot of things. Your mind becomes extraordinarily sensitive. Yeah, this is the true mind connected to all things, oneness. You fail to understand it because you lost in thought. You become heedless through delusion, and you forgot about your true mind. That's why people cannot do the last one. In fact, this last support, very few people know. So, if you have the condition, you should strive on to develop this. And with the condition now, especially after 20th September 2014, last Saturday, after we received this Buddha Rupang, you will progress very fast. Can I ask you one question tonight? Can you all feel the strong stillness energy? How many of you can? Oh, sadhu, good. For those who cannot, don't worry. Have patience, have faith. It is very, very strong, very still. Then with the wisdom energy and the collective consciousness and the higher beings, they are helping out in many, many ways. This place will be fully charged up very soon, before the end of this year. So when your faith is strong, sadhā virya, your sati will stabilize very far, your heart will open up. Many of you have already opened up. It's now stabilizing it, connect, relax deep into it, silent, and allow this vibration to go in and do using trust. Later on, you will come to understand, like some of the Kayanamitta, the lying down posture is the best when you're about to rest or silent or sleep. That is the time you will meditate. Then your meditation will move into another phase, like throughout the day is meditating. Then your mind is most of the time aware, silent, heedful. You will move through all these phases of cultivation and you will understand many, many things on your own. Because the Dhamma is Pachetang, like we chant just now. Salutation to the Dhamma. Swakato Bhagavata Dhammo Sanditiko Akaliko Ehipaseko Opaneiko Pachetang. This is the one. Veditato Vinohiti. Pachetang means this Dhamma can be realized by the wise, each for themselves. The form and mind that has it, realize it, will understand. No question one, no doubt one. When the transformation comes, you will understand on your own. Then after that, the Dhamma like very easy to understand, very clear. Then you can understand the teaching very clearly, very easily. Wherever truth is expound or shared, then you read through my notes again or you listen to the recording again, your understanding will actually be very different. Then there is so much joy inside. Then you will be moved by tears and all those things. That is where the condition will arise for you to go deep into all this seriously, diligently, with all the faith, sadhana, and you will progress very fast. Okay? So with this, maybe I will open it up for Q&A, meditation, reporting. Also, not to forget, for those who are from Klang, or those who wants to listen to the Klang talk, tomorrow night, the title is What is Reality? Start at 8:30 as usual. Those who want to join us for dinner at the Gold Leaf restaurant, be there by about maybe 7:30 or 7:45 latest. Okay, now I will open up for Q&A and meditation reporting. Make full use of it. Anybody wants to report their meditation or ask any question, you can. The mic is there. In behind, pass it on. Anybody? Alan, Pastor Alan, Father.
Brother Teo.
Yes.
Actually, I'm not meditating, but about 2-3 weeks ago, I was having fever. So I was just resting.
Okay.
Then suddenly I noticed the level of awareness was like, I don't know whether I should describe it as having more energy or clarity.
Oh, okay.
Compared to when my body was healthy.
Yeah, I know.
And then the next thing I realized, my eyes were closed. I can see images and thoughts. And I, of course, it's mental. Just flitting in with obsession.
Yes.
And I can't see them, but somehow I realized they are quite meaningless.
Yeah.
And
they are floating. Floating.
Yeah. And then there was one image like caught my attention. I can freeze it.
You can freeze it, like photo. You can be with it. That's why I said you can be with the moment of sankara, means the mental state or that mental phenomena or that mental picture. You can be with the moment. You can be with the moment or the feeling and freeze it. Feeling will remain as pure feeling. Then you understand what is going on. But the mind cannot move. When your sati stabilized, it's like that. That's why the 5 aggregate of form and mind, you will see them very clearly. You can be at the moment of perception, the moment you perceive, and you can actually like lock it there. You can actually freeze it. But you will understand, and you will be able to have the ability. That's why sati, when developed, is very different. Very different. Good. Continue.
But actually, I don't quite understand where did all these images come from.
No, it's from your subconscious and your conditioned mind, because this is respond to memory. Memory can be the conscious part and the subconscious and the unconscious. When you are having fever, it's like you are subconsciously like in a sleeping because your brain is affected and the cell. You cannot control at all. That's why it's non-self anatta. It's not you. Thought is respond to memory, and thought think itself. Understand not? To your views, it continue to proliferate. It continue to create thought. Understand not? That's why this thought will condition the next thought. And the conditioning is born of your views, your opinion, your conditioning, and all those things that is around. Like you are having a fever, that is one of the conditions. That's why the brain, you realize when the temperature goes up, it's not conducive for clear thinking, clear mind. That's why fever, people got headache. All their mind is like, you don't feel good. Something disturbing you inside. Eh? And most of this come with headache or something inside there. You know it's not the normal mind. Yeah. So many things can cause consciousness to be affected. But when there is wisdom, there is understanding, then this phenomena will not affect you because you have clarity, you have wisdom, you have understanding, you know them for what they are. The body like that, condition like that, you will be like that. And you will learn how to accept them. Even pain, numbness, itchiness, disease, internal phenomena, you will start to understand them very clearly. And you will accept them for what they are. Because this is the reality of form. Form go the way of nature. Form manifests following nature's law. The consciousness that is trapped inside will experience those type of tactile consciousness. Then the activity of mind, they will respond according to your conditioning, to your views, your opinion, and your mental states. That's why you are deluded. You don't have right view. You don't have wisdom. You don't have understanding. You become miserable. So not only body is sick, the mind also becomes sick. So that's why the Buddha always said, you reflect, you contemplate every day, the first three. The five daily contemplation, remember? What are the first three? You look at the chanting book. It's specially printed for you at the back. Five daily contemplation that you have to reflect and contemplate daily. You should thank Padmasiri and the husband, Tiong, for doing it for you. These are the ones that come from my sharing and my notes. So it's very easy to understand. And you reflect and contemplate. You develop a lot of First Noble Truth wisdom to help you understand the First Noble Truth and to overcome all the, what they call, First Noble Truth suffering, born of that reality, the eight condition. Okay? So for your this case, you only need to understand that the body is subject to a lot of condition. Understand? Then the conscious mind is also not you. Understand? But because karmically conditioned out. Understand? That's why it's trapped inside for you to experience. That's how karma has power over the forming mind. Understand? If it's not because of karma, this conscious won't get trapped inside. Understand? That's why the deva, they are free. They are out of the body. That's why they don't have all this problem like you all. Understand? They only have problem when they are about to die. Understand? What are the signs? When the deva are about to die. Then? Someone? The radiant becomes less. Then? There's one more. They start to sweat. Understand? Because they start to sweat, that's why they have smell. Then they know they are dying. But when they are during the normal deva, what they call that lifespan, it lasts very long, depending on which rhyme of devas you are. Because the analogy, approximate analogy is, even the first level of devas, the four heavenly king, Chattu Maharaja Devas. One day up there, how long down here? 50 years long. So if they live 1 year up there, you know how long? 365 years. 365 times 50 years. That is how long they live. So to them, one day, you already 50 years old down here. Today, you pack and go already. They still up there, enjoying life. Understand? So time is relative. Understand? Vibration wise, everything is relative. That's why you must have good parami to be even born as deva. That's why just now when you chant, you invite the devas. The heavenly birth is not by chance. If you keep your five precepts, there is a high chance that you will receive, you will reap the reward to be born as heavenly beings. But if you commit a lot of evil, your evil roots are very strong, then chances are you will fall and undertake birth of the four woeful states. They call Kama Loka Dukkati. Dukkha is suffering rhyme of the sensual rhyme. Kama is sensual. K-A-M-A, not the K-A-R-M-A. Karma is sensual. Loka is world. The suffering world of the sensual rhyme. The four willful states. You know what are they? The demon rhyme, the animal rhyme, the peta rhyme, or the hungry ghost rhyme, and the rhyme of the hell. Apaya, the hell rhymes. So these are the woeful state, suffering beings, they suffer a lot down there, especially the peta and the hell beings. So these are the things that the Deva spoke on, the Buddha spoke on during his, what they call, dispensation. Not dispensation, during his teaching, the 45 years of Dhamma Dutta work or sharing of the Dhamma. And he shared many, many things. So if you can develop the wisdom as taught by him, you will understand life very clearly. And you will be able to reap the fruit of your hard work, the phase three of the three phases of Dhamma. And they are very beautiful. You will live the noble life of the enlightened one, the worthy ones. The noble ones. What was your actual question? I didn't get your actual question. Helen.
I don't know. I call it a thought, but it's. It says that those are the images and the thoughts are actually from your subconscious. Then after that, I was asking myself. I said, how can subconscious arise when my conscious is still active?
Because the thought come out by itself, understand? Through the response to memory from the subconscious. We are all this, when there is attachment, you accumulate, you deposit. I give you one example, you know, when you're young, especially so, you got certain type of fear or phobia. Remember when you're young, because you don't understand. Then sometimes, you experience certain what they call situation in life. Like you go through a very, very what they call bad situation that you don't want to remember because it caused you a lot of suffering or caused you a lot of fear, a lot of insecurity, or a lot of misery or suffering. Or like child abuse, all those things. So all this, subconsciously, it already went in. Then because after a long duration, you forget about it, asana. Because there is no condition for it to arise. Then you grew up, you went to university, you have fun, then you graduate, you married. Then there is no condition for you to recall. Asana. But all of a sudden, when karma comes about, then all of a sudden something will happen. Or when you sleep. Or when you are having fever and all those things. Then suddenly trigger off. Then that memory of that unhappy moment, the scars of memory, will trigger off phobia, fear. Then it will cause you to react. Then you can say, How come I still conscious? How come suddenly it come out like that? Of course, sometimes in the dream, you got very, very frightening dream. Because all these are your phobia, your fear, like exam phobia. Many of you will experience it. After you graduate, many, many years working already, you still have dream that you haven't passed your exam. You still have to go and prepare for your exam. Then sometimes you got to receive your referral paper and all those things. I tell you, all this went in without you realizing it, because the attachment is so strong. Because when you have fear and when you give meaning to something, it will be accumulated without you knowing it. Understand? Then sometimes you just give emphasis. Then it will remain there, very strong. Certain things when you are young, when you give it a lot of emphasis, it will remain with you for very long. Very vivid one, that memory. But those that you just like normal, heedless living, you cannot remember. Understand? You said so long ago, cannot remember. But certain things you remember, like people disturb you, cheat you, hurt you, then you got very angry, very sore. You say, this guy, I will remember what he did to me. Oh, this one will go in very, very long. Then every time there is condition, you see that guy, that same memory will come up. This is what accumulation is all about. This is what attachment is all about. This is what craving and clinging, grasping is all about. And these are the strong one. The other one that is not so strong, less what they call prominent, they are the subtle one. Your slight dislike and all these things, like and dislike, pleasant and unpleasant, your reactive mind already accumulated. That's why it becomes habitual tendency. Your sensual desire will be went in, right? And it become your habit. And every time you react with the same pattern. That's why sometimes certain type of dream keep on coming out. Yeah, this is the way the brain release its fear, its phobia, through your subconscious dream state release. Otherwise, you go Tanjung Rambutan very fast, I tell you. You become cuckoo. Because it's all locked inside there, cannot come out. That's why sometimes it's good to share this thing with people. Cry it out. Then don't hold on to it anymore. Past is already gone. That's not a reality. Future yet to come. Don't project and create fear too, or insecurity. Learn to understand life. Moment to moment life passes by. That is the only reality. Then what are you doing? Why can't you develop the understanding to live life? A lot of people don't understand this. And some even tell you, cannot be done. Then the thought try to come out with a lot of idea and teaching. It's not to say cannot be done. Here you lack understanding. But the moment you understand, it's so natural, so easy to do one another. That's why to those who have the understanding, the enlightened one, there is nothing. It's only living being who cannot understand it. Oh, you so difficult. The Dhamma is so difficult. The cultivation is so difficult. Things are so difficult to understand. Then they say, so difficult to let go. Who let go? The one that attached try to let go. How to let go? The thought try to let go. But the real understanding is not there. Because when there is no wisdom, you will hold. As long as you hold, you try to let go, you are lying to yourself. Understand? But the moment you understand, you no longer deluded, no longer foolish, you will not hold anymore. Understand? Where you know them for what they are. Understand? And you are not deluded by it. And the moment you cannot hold, you don't have to let go anything. So it's wisdom that liberates you. When you have not straightened your view, you try to let go. That is all control, suppression, using the thought to rationalize it. These are all thought-based meditation. You cannot. So there are many things that you will come to understand as you progress along the path of meditation. So for your case, you just relax and understand even like a slight headache like that or fever, you can learn a lot. The First Noble Truth, reality. The Buddha under the second turning of the First Noble Truth, what did the Buddha say? This Noble Truth of suffering is to be? Understood. Means what? It's the condition now. I got this headache. Or I got this fear. Oh, I want to understand how it affects my body. What suffering is. How the mind will react to it. Understand? Then you don't try to ask questions like, is it a thought? Or is it what? Or what? Because you are not silent to observe. Understand? But when you are silent to observe, this question disappears. Understand? The question always comes from the thought. Understand? Understand? The doing always comes from the thought. So you must understand the limitation of thought. Thought cannot develop wisdom. Thought can bring forth more questions. Understand? Thought is to be used. Understand? To live life, to arise the right thought, wholesome thought. Understand? But the use of thought is very important. If the use of thought is still deluded, you use thought, you will be deluded by it. You will be limited by it. That's why before you become enlightened or before you have wisdom or right understanding, try not to use thought to question. Use thought to inquire, yes. Investigate, yes. But not to project into the future and the past and create all the, what they call fear, worry, anxiety, like dislike, pleasant, unpleasant, or all the reactive mind state. I recall there was one talk when Sui An sent over. He mentioned something like, he said, you have to judge it. Then somebody with the Dhamma tried to tell him, no, no, it's bad to judge. You must not judge. Then he said, no, I judge, he said. Yeah, I know I judge. Well, this is what I am. What do you think? At that level of cultivation, he will talk like that. Understand? But when you penetrate it, it's different. Both also don't understand. One is theoretical. The other one is at that stage of cultivation. He said, I will judge. I will react. But both don't understand. They are all at the level of thought. But when you develop silent mind to understand, no more thought. Who judge? Who judge? Who judge? Thought judge, understand? It's not you, understand? Like anger, it's an emotion, condition arising state. That's why anatta, not you. And you think you are that thought. You think you judge. That's why there is sakayadity. You cannot break, understand? You will be trapped. Both also still within the field of thought. That's why when you understand, there is nothing. When you understand, it's the thought that judge based on what? Your views, your opinion. Understand? Everyone is different. Understand? You have your values. You have your religious belief. You have your views and opinion of things. That's why right and wrong is relative. Understand? Right according to you. Understand? That's why you judge. When you judge means what? Like and dislike, pleasant, unpleasant. Sensual desire, evil, the hindrance are so active. And you don't know. You say, this is me. Then you are the thought. Then you don't understand what sakayadity is. Understand? What anatta is. The true nature, the true mind that is silent will understand all this. Understand? Then you will cultivate accordingly. No more theory, no more rationalization, no more using thought. Then the silent mind will flow accord and understand. Then wisdom is different. Wisdom is an understanding, it's not a thought. Wisdom understands the nature's law, which is Dhamma. Then it acts according to Dhamma, understand? When you act according to Dhamma, you know what the hindrances are, understand? And you are supposed to cultivate what? Right effort to abandon the unwholesome thought, understand? The wrong thought, wrong speech, wrong action. Then later on with the mindfulness to prevent it from understanding, from arising. Then how can that thought do all those things anymore? Understand? Can follow or not? Huh? Not easy, huh? Later on, you will know, you will understand. Don't worry, huh? Listen to it again, it's recorded. So, continue to silence, Ellen. Try not to too much rationalization through the thought. Inquiry is okay. Why did the Buddha say that? How can I understand all this? Or why did Brother Teo say all this thought is respond to memory? And then what you do? You silence your mind to find out. Don't have to believe what I say. And then you will understand how all this come out. Then like what you say, some of these are totally no significant on us at all. Not related to anything one. Especially you see your dream during the subconscious. Like no head, no tail one. Suddenly come out like that, after that, zoom, disappear, another one, another, another. Like, funny thing going on. That is because your mind slowly, slowly develop the understanding already. Then this subconscious really loses its power already. Understand? Like towards the end already. Understand? Like the smoke smoldering. Understand? Then later on, all this will disappear. Then you listen. The final state. You know what your mind will become? Just pure awareness. Nothing. All this is, that's why the mundane mind will collapse. You will see. All this sankara, everything, all the movement, that's it. Then like there is no movement inside. When there is no movement, then how does all the evil root comes? That's why finally is that nature shine forth, pure awareness. You just aware. Then you just have that wisdom and the understanding to live, to use. You arise a type of thought that is different. Formless one, arupa thought. No more the one with a lot of what they call very gross type of vibration, with a lot of mental states inside there, with the evil roots all the wholesome, unwholesome, all this thought-based thing. They will all collapse. You know why it collapses? Why the mundane mind collapse? You don't know. Yeah, you can try. Pass the mic to her. Press it. Push it to the top. Okay. You repeat your answer.
When there's awareness, there's no subconscious mind running.
Okay. But there is one more thing beyond that. Awareness is correct, but there is one more thing beyond that. Anybody want to try? I mentioned it before, but I don't think anybody really caught it. You listen. When your wisdom develop, when your internal nature transform, the pure energy that goes in, it will actually transform you internally. Then your whole vibration, your whole nature's vibration, which will touch the external vibration of your form and mind, they become very fine, understand? Very fine. And this very fine vibration, which is wisdom-based, panya-based, you know what happened? Because it's so fine, the mundane mind cannot stay, understand? That's why it collapses. It cannot take that type of vibration. Too fine for it. That's why it all collapses. Disappear. Then this one, the nature will shine more. Then when you got like no more cloud, understand? Then what you see? Every day is sunny. That's why there is nothing to cloud you. You know what are the things that cloud you or not? Your views, your opinions. Your right and wrong, your like and dislike, your pleasant and unpleasant sense experience, your emotion, your fear, your worry, anxiety, all of the mental state, your taboo, understand? Your rights and ritual, your pantang, understand? This one cannot do, that one cannot do, understand? These are the one that actually like cloud, obstruct you, understand? Because your mind, I draw this, you will understand. Your mind, initially when you are born, Let's say, it's a white sheet of paper, Okay? So initially, it's pure, understand? Blank, no conditioning, nothing. Then later on, when you are conditioned, especially Chinese, your parents tell you what? Dark place don't go. Got ghost one, got spirit one. Ukuyi one. So what happened? The conditioning went in, fear. So this culture, belief system go in, okay? Ukuyi. As you grow up, naturally when you go to dark place, you got fear. Understand? Why? From here. Thought is respond to that conditioning, that belief system. Understand? Then you got pantang, Penang people a lot. Your parents say, when you got married, walk out of the house, don't step on that one. That in front of your house, on that timber. You step on that one, sway. Then you marry time, you forgot you step. Ayo, that fear, that phobia went in already. Then all of your rites and ritual, your religious belief system, your views and opinion of things, your political views, your whatever views that you carry about society, life and all things, all this starts to take up the space, understand? Then what happened? This one cannot do, that one cannot do, that one cannot do. What happened? You got no more space inside there. Your mind become what? Limited, understand? Because there are a lot of things that your thought tell you this is wrong. This is not right. You cannot do. But craving, desire, want to do. That's how you do behind your wife's back or your spouse. You try to cover your whatever mistake. Yeah. Then you're scared people come to know. Because it will give you problem, isn't it? That is fear. That's all. That is worry. That is anxiety. That is insecurity. And all these are hindrances. You start to accumulate. That's why your mind becomes restless. Because this fear, worry, anxiety keep on arising. Understand? And it's because you didn't keep your precepts. Understand? You don't have proper right understanding. Your views, your opinion, your conditioning actually cloud your mind. So all this, because your whole day heedless thinking, is like clouding you. And your world is like, we did this few things. Understand? You worry about life. You don't have the clarity to understand what is going on. And you keep on having fear, worry, anxiety, sorrow, lamentation, and unhappiness. Then you keep on blaming. Why is the world so unfair? Why is God so unfair? Why am I like that? Why am I so sweet? Well, you don't understand karma. You don't understand right view. You don't understand the nature's law that governs life. And all this, you cannot remove without the Dhamma. Understand that? You cannot reverse all this without the spiritual faculty. Where is the spiritual faculty? Taken down. Never mind. Yeah? So now you understand. Meditation is about developing right view. To straighten your view. To decondition or to clear your mind. Asana. And the mind cannot be clear without wisdom. It's only the wisdom energy. That vibration which is so fine. So powerful. That's why it's like a light that cut through the wisdom light, anasara, that pierce through all ignorance. That's why you make the aspiration, the yellow card. Yeah? You offer light. You offer clear water. So that there is clarity of mind, anasara. So all this is to help you to develop this understanding. Yeah? Those who came in late, you take this copy back. Then remember to bring on Thursday. We're supposed to have 50 copies of permanent one here. So if you take back, you must bring back. You want to photostat, you can go back and photostat. It's up to you. Then remember to use this. This is a concise version of the puja and aspiration. A simple guide to doing personal puja and aspiration. This concise puja and aspiration can be used during puja to be done at home or at any place, away place, when you are alone. In group, you change I to us, or ours, mind of ours. When at home, when alone, you use me and I, or this nature of mind also can. So develop this until it become a part of you, until you know how to invoke this aspiration during every puja, then it will pave the way for causes and conditions to come about for you to diligently cultivate and progress along the path of Dhamma. And this is together the Kayanamita funds to help you all. Otherwise you all won't progress so fast, so I tell you. The Kayanamita fund has actually helped a lot. And over the years, if you have been diligent, attentively listening, and you know how to silence, your heart will have opened long ago. Now it's even more powerful, because when this Buddha Rupang came, which was meant to be last Saturday on the 20th of September 2014, is going to become something very, very significant. That's why that day was very auspicious. That day when we went to Sumero, when I spoke to Brother Lim to seek the permission to receive it, he reflected, he said, yeah, today is a good day, he said, you can have it. So it's meant to be. Then yesterday was Choyan. So next Thursday is something. Oh, Wednesday. Oh, is it? I thought 15 days is that you add. No, our 2 week is 14. But, oh, 14, exactly 14. Oh, no, no. Today is 6, 2nd, Choyi today. Oh, we exceeded. Yeah. It will be 16. It's okay. Whatever it is, you see, a lot of these things, when it happens, you have the faith and the understanding. Every day is an auspicious day to you, understand? Auspicious or not auspicious depend on your karma, understand? Not so much of that day, but that day itself also nature's formation. That's why you got such thing as feng shui. But they are not so critical, understand? The impact is so little. But if your karmic nature is so beautiful and so wonderful, every day is auspicious day to you, understand? Because you are born of your karma, understand? Heir to your karma, conditioned and supported by your karma, and you are what you are because of your karma. Your virtue will protect you. You don't depend on anything to be peaceful and happy. So this is a very important understanding. But sometimes for the group, for the Kayanamita, it will be good if it can be on a certain day that is very auspicious, where everything favors us. Then that day was very beautiful, actually. They planned that thing for us for very long. That's why the visit was delayed for 2 weeks, you realize that? We're supposed to go on the 6th. End up, Michael told us, Bradley will not be around until 20th. That's why we agreed to the 20th to visit that place again. So it's all meant to be. Whatever will be, will be. Then many things happen. Then for those who want to know more, you listen to the recording. There were 5 recordings, A, B, C, D, E. Listen to A and E. A is the sharing we had at the shrine hall. How much time we have? Oh, don't have time. You go back and listen. There is a lot of message inside there. That shrine hall sharing. You go and listen. Then when we came here towards the end, the installation in the afternoon, that sharing also very good. There is also a lot of message there. If you listen to it, you will understand. It will help you develop the faith, the sadha, virya, sati, and the spiritual faculty. And it's very, very beautiful, very auspicious, and very wholesome. You listen to it and benefit from it. It's worthwhile listening to it again and again. Every time you listen, the message will go in. Then when you understand clearly, You just determine to walk this way, and everything has been prepared for you. That's why the same Tuesday class lady, many Tuesday back, 3 or 4 Tuesday back, every time he go to my house, she meditate, she will enter stillness and all those things. Then she will receive message and all those things. You know what she said? He said, even the Anandagi retreat, everything is already prepared for you all. You just go there with the faith, silence your mind. You will receive everything. Yeah. Even here also. Everything has been prepared. Not by me. Because the nature of Kuan Yin and Maitreya together with Sakyamuni's Sasana, they are very powerful. And because we know the nature's law, we know how to use Kayanamita Fan, and we know how to arise the affinity, the condition, and we know how to do when the affinity and condition is there. That's why it's meant to be. That's why they gave us the honor to do the consecration of Kuan Yin Bodhisattva, do the chanting and all those things, then together with Maitreya and Sakyamuni. And when you are at Sumeru, these three beings are all there, the nature. So you will start to see more and more of this Kuan Yin and Maitreya Buddha's nature coming out all over the world. And this is a new era, the era of where they call it the rising sun of the Dhamma again. Dhamma will arise again. That's why this era is very, very special. Make full use of the condition. Okay, any more questions? Or reporting of meditation? Anybody else? Oh, Brian's still around. You got any question? Really? Or you want to ask something? Or report your meditation? I'll pass the mic to her. Let her say something. Or you prefer to be silent? Yeah, pass the mic to her. At the back. Bilan. I pronounced wrongly. Bilan. Bilan was another Kayamita's name. I pronounced wrongly. Bilan. Sorry.
Actually, I don't really have a question.
Just say whatever you want to say. You can report your meditation. Or share with us how you feel and what you have learned so far.
I think slowly
there's
a bit of improvement, but I don't know how to report.
Don't worry. Because a lot of things, when they happen, the form and mind may not know yet. But when later on, as you encounter situation, you will know what to do. Then you will be very surprised. How come now I different already? Not like last time. And then you understand something has happened. And how did it happen? Because of your faith, your diligence, your sincerity, your cultivation. Many Kayanamita go through the same path. They all of a sudden come and tell me, Pratyu, how come it's like that one? Last time they would never do it like that one. Then suddenly, they just so different. Like the day I share, one of the spouse, the husband said, wow, the wife changed so much. Until he was so happy. Now, I got less stress. I got less problem. And things become so beautiful. Yeah, you can say something if you want to.
I do feel a little bit of change.
Yeah.
But
you appear to be more quiet and more silent now. Last time you tend to ask more questions. And now you smile more.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Anybody else want to report their meditation? Or ask any question? Don't forget, this Sunday, Christina, the house Dana Palang. She is there. Let her say a few words. You better introduce yourself so that people know who you are.
Yeah, hello everyone, I'm Christina. So this Sunday is my house, Dana Potluck. Yeah. So all are welcome. You can come with your family members.
Yeah.
Sadhu.
Yeah, I think she has sent the notice out in the WhatsApp. Huh? The only thing is my Kayanamita, I don't know you got sent out or not. Huh? You can, you just forward your house address. You have your map already, the ways. Huh? Off that thing. Then just whatever you have written on the WhatsApp is good enough. Then you just send it out to invite all Kayamita who can come. Then leave behind your phone number so that they can text you. And you want to bring any food or what, you can. But let her know. Otherwise, you can just come and join in. You don't have to bring anything. There will be enough food around. Anybody else wants to report their meditation or ask question? You need to actually make full use of this condition. Yes, let Song ask and share. Let Brother Song.
Okay. 在下午, 我在 office 的楼下, 我 take rest.
Good.
So, usually 我 take rest, totally was silent and relaxed. Then, like 很像, at last 的时候, 我很像 feel 到我的 breath 要 stop 了.
Oh, very good.
Then at the same time, 我又怕, 我又马上又 wake up.
Naga fear affected. Yeah. Don't worry. It's okay. Let it be. First time is always like that because of your conditioning. I may have to translate a bit because he is Mandarin educated. So he feel more comfortable with sharing in Mandarin because more accurate understanding and easier to use the word that he wants to use. Recently, he connected when he went on a trip to Thailand, Achanan's monastery, Rayong. Then a lot of things happened to him. So now he understands what the silent mind is. He can feel the vibration. And he can understand many things. Then the Dhamma, everything become clear because of that. Then now, he know how to rest. He know how to meditate. And he liked the lying down posture now. He told me, it's so much better than the sitting. Last time he cannot. Last time he preferred the sitting because very, very long time doing it and conditioning. So what happened is he said 2 days back when he was at the office, as usual he said he was resting. Then when he rests, it becomes so peaceful, so quiet, so silent. But the mind is most of the time now in that state. Initially it's it come, then it go, it come, then it go. Then he asked me, why like that when I'm relative? Sometimes come, sometimes not there. Then sometimes there, sometimes not there. Then as later on, more and more things happen. Because I remember this part I must share, sorry. This one he told me earlier on. He said, after that thing that happened in Thailand, he came back. He said, whole day not hungry. Like no need to eat food. We are that Thursday class after he share, we went for, you call it what, supper. Then he asked me, but do how come like that? I said, Sadhu, that is the way it should be. Because when you connect and that vibration, that whole thing is pure energy. And the pure energy initially will heal you. Like your health all will improve like anything. Then you like no need to eat because the pure energy make you so full, so much joy inside the house. But I say be careful. Because as you go through this, you will transform and suddenly you will need a lot of food. Then a few days later, come back to the Tuesday guy, he told me, brother, you're right. I felt so hungry. I said, when that time comes, you just go and eat because the body needs food. So I will tell you what food it needs. Then you will eat the appropriate food. Then after that, it will tell you when to rest. That is the time you want to meditate already. That's why you will go and rest, then you will meditate. And that meditation is the best, lying down. perfectly relaxed. Yeah, you need physical food to transform this physical food energy into what they call nature's pure vibration energy. We are connected. And his connection is very different. It's not like normal people you connect to the silent mind. This one connect to his path. Because earlier on there is this karmic obstruction. Not serious, but can have a quite a serious obstruction. It's very minor because he is very, very sincere, very strong in the faith and very diligent. But because of that obstruction, it took him quite a while to go through the obstruction. Then the moment he cleared the obstruction through asking for forgiveness and all these things, then he connect. And the moment he connect is very fast because he cultivated before and he's so sincere, so diligent, so full of faith. So when it connect, the whole thing came back. So then he moved back to what he was previously while cultivating. But that time he don't have the proper guidance to make use of what he already learned. Because he has all this, what they call sati, mindfulness, the clarity of mind, everything. But he doesn't know how to make use of it to penetrate the Dhamma. And then now the support came in, the understanding came in, then he moved. So that's why he said just now, he went to the stage where the breath almost completely stopped. Then the thought, always the thought, fear, understand? Then it's gone. Then you come out of it. But it's okay. We are first time it's like that, understand? But later on, as you break through, as you develop the wisdom, then in future when you come, that fear will not arise. The nature will understand what this thing is, and you will know how to go it by itself. Like this life, I feel strange, you know, how come people got this type of good state of transformation and mind, suddenly they have fear. Because when I went through all this, it was so natural, you know, and my nature just know what to do through the trust, it just happened. That's why I say, don't doubt, trust. Remember? Trust means what? No thought. So, let it do. Like the Buddha said, if I should die, let it die. So, not until I realize the enlightenment after Sujata gave the milk, right? Remember? He vowed not to arise from that spot underneath the Bodhi tree. Remember? Yeah. But when you are not ready, don't make this type of vow. Because it may not work. You may just unnecessarily torment yourself for nothing. But when you understand when the condition is there, you will know what to do. But more important for you to understand is always remember trust. Trust means what? Don't interfere with the thought. The fear is a thought that interferes, understand? That's why you come out of it. Then the doubt is another one, understand? So all these are hindrances. So fear, insecurity, doubt, they are all hindrances. Born of delusion. So don't worry, it's part of the way, it has to happen that way. Whatever that is already the condition, let it be. Then in future when you sit again, when you relax, you know how to relax and silently, then always remember, prepare yourself, tell yourself, it is always the thought. Why can't I trust my nature? Because this is something you never do in your past. That's why this life you have to cultivate this last support. And this is the support that very few cultivators understand and know how to do. That's why without this support, you cannot penetrate, you cannot break beyond, you cannot go beyond what you have developed and cultivated in the past. So the fourth support is the most important. This is the one that goes beyond thought, beyond mind. Trust your nature to do it on its own. Just let things be, accord and flow. Don't try to know. Relax into every state. Maintain that silence, the awareness. That allow it to be continuous. Then beautiful things will happen. Then whatever this thing develop, the awareness will understand how it melt, how it goes in, how from that pure energy it disperses and it open up all the other things. Nobody is doing. The wisdom energy do by itself. where that nature is already perfect, intelligent, not thought-based, no conditioning, nothing. It just experience everything very, very beautifully. Everything is new, that moment, that clarity, that understanding. It keep on arising, keep on arising. Then it will understand what is going on. That's why after that you become very sensitive with a lot of clarity. That's why your whole form and mind you understand very clearly. The whole law of Dhamma is about understanding the form and mind, because that is the final summary. Remember, first noble truth? The final summary is what? All of suffering comes from what? Yeah? Come from what? Attachment and grasping and clinging to the five aggregate of form and mind. Why did the Buddha say that? That is the essence of that teaching. It's to understand what this five aggregate of form and mind is, what this human being is, what this thought is. Understand? The two aspects of the five aggregate of form and mind. Who are you? What are you? That's why without sakyadity, self-delusion, you will understand everything. Then you will not deludedly believe that this is me, this is I. Then the egoic mind loses its power. Understand? Then you will not say, I want to judge, I judge. Understand? All these are by the thought. Understand? The I, me, everything is still there. Active, egoic. These are the aggregate. They are never you. They are condition arising, cause of phenomena. Within the existential world, the conditioned world. Yeah. That's why tomorrow's talk at Klang, I will touch on the four ultimates of the conditioned and the unconditioned world. Yeah. The paramita satcha, or paramita dhamma, the dhamma on ultimate reality that the Buddha talked about. Yeah. There are four ultimates. Then how to apply and use them to understand the five aggregate of form and mind. So these are all very useful. It can help you develop the understanding, the penetrative understanding. Okay, we got another 5 minutes. Anybody got any more questions? I'll report your meditation. What about your name? I forgot. Brother what? Oh yeah, I forgot. Every time I forgot. Pan, yeah.
Because I seldom say.
Yeah, but I remember early day you always ask questions. Very good. You should try to ask, no problem.
It's not so much of question, but now I feel more calm.
Yes, you change a lot.
Yes.
Can see from your face.
And also, I also try the lying down meditation.
Does it work for you?
Yes.
Very good.
Started. Only a few times.
Very good.
Most of the time, I fall asleep.
No problem. Initially, you will fall asleep. And you are tired, you just sleep. Yeah. And you will sleep beautifully without dream.
when really it happens, you are fully aware of what is happening within your body.
Very, very good. You become like very sensitive and very clear inside. Because the awareness is very different. You know the stethoscope to feel your heartbeat now and all the vibration inside. And even deep inside your brain, which part, what is happening inside, you can know. Because when you're silent, it's very sensitive. It penetrates. That's why a lot of the understanding comes from the silent mind. Meditation is about maintaining silent. Understand? Silent, I don't mean you throughout the day don't talk. Understand? No. Silent means don't chatter inside. Understand? Understand? Do you realize that your mental chattering is so much more than your actual verbal is spoken on? Then now you know why are you so heedless. The heedlessness actually not so much your... Some people, they talk a lot. That one is truly heedless. But even you seldom talk, the depressed people, you know what? Inside, non-stop chattering. the very depressive thought, the attachment, the fear, the worry, the sorrow, lamentation, the insecurity, the sadness. All this make them so miserable, so depressed. They keep to themselves, they isolate, they cry. But yet inside, non-stop, they say cannot stop. That's why suicidal tendency is very strong. Yet they can't stop that thinking. It's like tape recorder, keep on going on. Yeah. Then they used to tell me, he said, but what can I do? I cannot do anything, is it? That's why I don't take those sleeping pills, those tranquilizers, or really want to commit suicide. They cannot cope. Yet they don't understand mind. That's why nowadays a lot of young people are experiencing depression. But they cannot take stress. Understand? Career problem, relationship problem. You heard about in the paper, girlfriend left him, just go and commit suicide, jump. Some more rich man's son, very established family background. And yet they do that. Why? That's why this form of mind very unpredictable. And a lot of things is because of karmic and conditioning. Very good. Continue. Make use of the last 1 or 2 minutes. Yeah.
And Bertil, I also experienced the same as what Ellen has experienced.
Oh, very good.
Those things that, nonsensical things come to your...
You can see your thought.
Yes, all the funny things come out. And it has no
meaning at all. Very good.
Zero.
Very good.
And I just, come to realize that no point I even bother about
it. Don't even question. This is your state of mind. And you know what happened? When you allow it to be without resistance, that is trust. Understand? Because you accept everything as natural. That is the condition that you are. The brain like that, the conditioning like that. That's why you start to see this very fine type of mental formation. Understand? That type of subconscious release. No meaning at all. Sometimes no continuity. Very random one. Actually, this is a good sign. This shows that they have developed sati to a quite a stable level where it's starting to change them. Then they start to be aware of all this. And these are the final release. Not long, they will be very stable in their mindfulness. And if you can continue like what Pan did, ignore it. Don't even try to use the word ignore. Don't have anything to do with it. Just allow it to be. Let things be. And then you will understand what Krishnamurti mean by the very flowering of that thought is the very ending of that thought. Where all these are what they call subconscious release through energy. They are actually the trap energy. The subconscious fear, the very subtle one, the balance, the random of attachment, also, they have to continue to release. Release until finally no more. And then you will connect to what Song has gone through, where he has done in the past. Completely still, silent, no thought, nothing. Yeah. Then breathing also want to stop. And when the breathing stop is the best, you will never die. You will go through cessation, I tell you. That's why you need to develop the wisdom. When the wisdom is not there, there is fear. But when the wisdom is there and you penetrate, that's why in your past, you didn't have the real teacher or guide who can teach you how to make use of your spiritual faculty. Your that spiritual faculty is very stable already. But you don't know how to apply and use it to penetrate the Dhamma. Because the last support you didn't learn. They also cannot teach you. They also don't understand. So you cannot penetrate this, that final part of Sakayaditi, you cannot break, then this fear will come, subconscious. Then it will interfere. That's why I learn to trust. Learn to accept the reality of the moment. Just accord and flow. I already told you, in meditation, don't try to know. Who try to know? The thought try to know. Who wants to do something? The thought want to do something. And you continue to use thought, you can never meditate, where the fourth support is not there, and you will not be able to move properly. Because the real movement is from the spiritual faculty that has the understanding, and the understanding moves itself. No interference from the thought. Your thought is an instrument that limits you, prevents you from being silent, interfere and disrupt your peace, your calm. Very good. Sadhu. Thank you so much. You all should rejoice and thank Pan. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Okay, anything is next Thursday. We have to stop. 10:32 already. Okay, we will do the usual closing puja, yeah? Sharing our merits, transform merits. Then after that, when we end, maybe instead of just sadhu, 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 then pay respect. After sadhu, we do our respect to the Triple Gem. We use this Buddha Pujemi, then Damang Pujemi, then you pay respect with faith to the Triple Gem, Buddha, Dhamma, and Sangha. Then Sanghang Pujemi. Then after that, we will end. Okay, now sharing of merits with the devas. Your chanting book also have at the back. Chanting book, you know what page or not? Page 12, Yeah, page 12. Anumodana, But we won't chant all the three, We chant only the first one, Akasatta chiopamata devanaga mahindika punyang tang anumoditwa chirang rakantu loka sasana. So this one I read to you the English translation so that you understand, May all beings inhabiting space and earth, devas and nagas of mighty power share these merits, and may they long protect the dispensation. So the first one is to protect the dispensation, the Buddha Sasana. The second one actually is the same, except towards the end is Chirang Rakantu Desana. Desana here means, may all beings inhabiting space and earth, devas and nagas of mighty power share this merit, and may they long protect the Dhamma, understand? The first one is dispensation, then the Dhamma. Then the last one is Chirang Rakantu Mamparanti. This one, the meaning is may they long protect me and others, understand? So it's invoke protection and blessing. But for me, what is more important is the dispensation, understand? The Buddha Sasana. Because this balance of 2,000 years or 1,900 years. If this Dhamma protector don't protect, I tell you, this sasana is very difficult to pull through. But because of their great help, and on our part, we share and transfer merit, and they have joy, and they themselves also benefit. That's why the sasana become protected. And because of that group consciousness, that's why I say together with the higher beings, the Dhamma protectors and all these things, the consciousness is very strong and we can feel it every time we meditate. That's why you all will come to real life and you come here, you can meditate very easily compared to at home. Many people experience that. Last time when I was with my teacher during the early days, it was the same. That's why this 19 October, you will see some of the photos. It's exactly like how you all actually came to me and gather around. We also did the same, but we all not once a week, almost every day, or sometimes one day, three times, because we make wishes. Then that time when we went to her house, it's like a magic hall. No? Those who know how to meditate, because we all already know how to silence. The moment we went in there, we knew one, it's so different. Unlike now, Sung will know. He went to Sumeru. He first thing tell me in Mandarin, Radio, 这边不一样. That energy, so more strong. So strong and so still. Straight away, they will know. Because he connected. And those who silence your mind, you will know that day. You had so much joy, so much peace, and so much stillness and calmness. Yeah. And it's so easy to be peaceful in those places. Understand? So make full use of it. Yeah. So the dispensation to me is very important. That's why I only chant that one. The other two, I leave it to you. You want, you chant at home. Eh? We don't have so much time. Because the closing puja is supposed to end in 1-2 minutes. Okay, we go on. Itta vata cha mehi sampadan punya sampadan sabbe deva anumodantu sabba sampati siddhiya. To such an extent, we have accomplished the praiseworthy fulfillment. May all devas rejoice in this accomplishment in order to achieve all types of accomplishment. So this translation is a little bit different, but never mind. Then transform merits to departed ones. Idang menya tinang ho tu sukita hontunya teyo. Hotu sukita hontu nyatayo. Idang menya tinang hotu sukita hontu nyatayo. Let these merits accrue to our departed relatives and all those who can receive them, and may they all to be well and happy always. Then now we go to Patana, the next page at the bottom, second last paragraph. Devo asatukalena sasa sampatihi tuca, fito bawa tu lokoca, raja bawa tu dhammiko. May all rains fall in due season, and may there be a rich and good harvest throughout. And may the world be peaceful and prosperous always. And may the government, the king, and the rulers always be righteous. The next one is making aspiration. Ipmina punyang kamena mamibala samagamo satang samagamo hotu yava nivana patiya. By the grace of these merits that we have thus acquired, may we never follow the foolish, but only the wise and the enlightened one until Nibbana is attained or realized finally. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Okay, we will pay respect to the triple gem. Buddhang pujemi. Dhammang pujemi. Sanghang pujemi. Okay, the other thing that I need to teach you how to use this chanting book is towards the end, the last two pages. Actually, we have added something for you. The five daily contemplation, page 14. Every day, read through, reflect, contemplate to develop the wisdom. It will help you to progress very far. Don't go and think using your thought. Ayo, this thing so simple. Every day, I also recite. You recite like a parrot. You don't understand. If you understand the deep meaning, I tell you, you not only recite. Every day when you reflect, contemplate, the second turning wisdom keep on arising, I tell you. Yeah. This was what I did during my early days of cultivation. I constantly reflect and contemplate until I fully understood what the Buddha meant. Then I realized it connects to the first noble truth, reality, suffering. When I understand this, I penetrate everything. This five daily contemplation is so important. Give time, have patience, develop the faith, reflect, contemplate, and understand. If you don't understand, you can ask. Then when you reflect, contemplate, you will go through certain phases of understanding. Then we can share with others. Asana. Then how you develop the understanding and the joy, you can benefit others. Then the last two, that's why I don't teach you how to chant the asking for forgiveness. Kayena, vacha, chitena, pama, dhamma. All this I don't, because I make this for you, asking for forgiveness. Do it yourself at home. This is more powerful. This one you ask for forgiveness from all beings, understand? Yeah. This is one of Pusen's 10 vows, very powerful vows. Then how to make aspiration towards the end? I just read through, asking for forgiveness. Whosoever from the distant past till now, whether knowingly or unknowingly, that this nature of mine had caused them any karmic negativity, misery, suffering, or misled, I would like to sincerely ask for forgiveness. May my sincere request for forgiveness be accepted by all. I vow to repent. We are following the advice of the Buddha to avoid all evil, do good, and purify my mind. We are striving on with heedfulness. So if you do this sincerely, with understanding, it will help you to break your karmic obstruction. Then it will smoothen your cultivation. Luckily, Sung did that. Then he break through, because he has been trapped for 14 years doing certain particular type of meditation, despite his sincerity, faith, and diligence, and yet cannot penetrate, cannot connect. Just because of very minor thing on the past. Then the last one is to make aspiration. This one will make sure you clear. But you can modify this one. Later on when you understand, you can modify. This one is a standard one that the Buddha teach. Just now you chant, Ibina Punyang Kamina one. But I have put it in better words. By the power of all the meritorious action and deed, that this nature of mind had cultivated from the distant past until now, may it arise the causes and conditions for this nature to always avoid the foolish, to meet up with the wise until Nibbana is realized as soon as possible. Do you know why I always use the word this nature? Because if you say I, me, only this life, anasana, this form am I, and this one is not you, anasana. Nature means your karmic nature, your spiritual nature, everything that comes, that you inherit when you come. That's why you have to understand how to use the appropriate words for the aspiration to come true. Otherwise you say, you aspire, whatever, may arise the cause and condition, for me to always, means this life only, understand? Then what about future life? You come, your aspiration is not complete, understand? And then, if you come without sasana, you forgot about this aspiration, what happened to you? Heedless for the few aeons, understand? Then you ask, how come I cannot connect one? Not you cannot connect, you make the wrong aspiration and vow. So you don't have that understanding, you are not precise. Okay? So, make full use of this. Actually, these notes, you all should thank Paramasuri and Tio. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. They have their chanting book, they follow Subang Jaya one. Then the house dana was the condition. Then he showed me. He said, Brother, I got this intention to print this Mokkayanamitta. So he put in some draft. Then I look at it, I say, okay, very good. I will re-edit it and then finalize. And we just finalized this afternoon and got printed for you. Yeah, but she is so kind, she wants to do a better one. So this one you take, but remember to bring Thursday class. So bring the yellow chanting and this one. Then hopefully she is so generous and kind. You want to print 300 copies of beautiful one so that you all can have one each. Then we can have 50 here for permanent recycle and use by whoever who come. So that 50 copy we chop for Kayanamitta only, but cannot take home. Not to be taken away. For Kayanamitta, sorry, not to be taken away. So this one is for the Thursday class. Then maybe later on we see Tuesday class, day one, we can have them too. So I thank you all for your patience and condition. We rejoice. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Okay.
Official puja tonight and practice our meditation here in the lovely house.
Sa-sa-sa.